Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
James Madison, in laying out his vision for what would eventually be our representative republic, said there would be three branches. First, the executive, wielding the power of the sword. Second, the legislative, wielding the power of the purse. And third, and weakest of the three, the judiciary, which wields neither the sword nor the purse, but only renders judgment. As we observe the actions of the Montana Supreme Court over the past 20 years, but especially over the past 2 weeks, we see that the court bears no resemblance to Madison's vision, and in fact, truth be told, it regularly wields power far in excess of the other two branches. The reasons for this were laid out in a recent seminar hosted by the Frontier Institute, in which Rob Nadelson, former University of Montana law professor, explained in great detail how the Montana Supreme Court got to be one of the most powerful Supreme Courts in the nation. The challenge for policymakers with respect to the court is twofold. First, a Republican governor and Republican supermajorities in the House and Senate, juxtaposed with a liberal Supreme Court, sets the stage for an ideological difference of opinion on nearly every important issue. And second, Montana's liberal constitution, in the hands of our liberal Supreme Court, is a playground for the liberal left. Those separation of powers issues and ideological differences came to a head in the past 2 weeks when the Supreme Court issued several decisions that nullified key pieces of Republican legislation, namely four bills designed to restore integrity and security to our election system. Among other things, these new laws would have done away with same-day registration and voting and would have imposed stricter identification requirements for those registering to vote. One measure was specifically designed to stop out-of-state college students from voting in their home states and at the same time voting in Montana's elections. Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson said she was devastated by the court's decision, and Richie Melby, the Secretary of State spokesman, said, quote, "Her commitment to election integrity will not waver by this narrow adoption of judicial activism that is certain to fall on the wrong side of history," end quote. In the same 2 weeks, the court has also found itself embroiled in the fight over a ballot statement that will accompany the petitions to place an amendment on the November ballot to guarantee the right to an abortion in Montana's constitution. The Montana Family Foundation filed briefs in that case, but so far the court has sided with Planned Parenthood. No surprise there. We say so far because this battle is ongoing. The court basically gave Planned Parenthood the watered-down ballot statement that they asked for, then ordered the Secretary of State to prepare ballot petitions, bypassing a legislative interim committee review on a technicality. The Senate President then subpoenaed all of the relevant documents from the Secretary of State, saying the court lacked the authority to lock the legislature out of the process. And as a result, we find ourselves back in court in the middle of yet another separation of powers fight. We predicted all of this at the end of the last legislative session when we said that the courts were the last line of defense for the liberal left since Montana's hard swing to the right in the last election cycle. What's clear is that the legislature is no longer willing to stand by and let the Supreme Court run the state. Co-equal means co-equal, and in their eyes, the court is acting as a super legislature, awarding by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.